Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So labor unions play a major role in electoral politics. We know that. Unions are split between Bloomberg and Thompson in the New York mayoral race. Let's talk about it with Dan Cantor, executive director of the union-backed Working Families Party, and Mike Fishman, president of 32BJ, the Building Workers Union. And we'll also talk to Glenn Silber, director of a new film called Labor Day, about the SEIU, the Service Employees Union, getting out the vote for Obama last year. The film Labor Day is opening at the Quad Cinemas in Manhattan today. And let's start with a clip from that. This is Rosemary Rivera, a member of a local in New York, helping with Latino outreach in swing states.
We're going out and we're lit trapping and we're talking about health care.
I actually am from New York. The decision for me to come to Minnesota and stay here from July all the way to the elections in November was a hard decision for myself and for my family. I'm a grandmother. I have three children that still live at home.
All right. So, Glenn Silber, congratulations on the film.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And on the opening at Quad Cinemas today. And what are you trying to tell us with this movie?
Labor Day is really a film about regular, ordinary working folks who realized what was at stake in the 2008 election. And with the help of their union, were empowered to go out and really try to make a difference. Rosemary, who you just heard a clip from, works in Rochester, New York as a health educator. And she winds up moving to Minnesota, which at that time in July was still seen as a swing state, and spends 4 months trying to help mobilize Latino voters, who out of 150,000, only 20,000 voted in 2006. So she had her focus there. But it really, people from New York went to Ohio, went to North Carolina, went to Virginia. People from Chicago went to Indiana. And that was their strategy to try to really, you know, help make a difference in this election.
So let's listen again as a bus leaves Midtown with SEIU members from New York, headed to Pennsylvania 4 days before the presidential election.
Pennsylvania, you need to be on the bus. Folks going to Philly, you need to be on the bus.
We're going to Philly. We're in Cleveland. We're in North Carolina. We're in Florida. Swing states. We got to swing that vote our way.
So, Glenn, what's new and different about this? Okay, a lot of liberal New Yorkers wanted to fan out to more conservative parts of the country and try to influence the vote.
Well, I think Labor Day tells actually a rather untold story about a union most people don't really know much about. And it really shows how they had such a strong commitment this time around. They knew what was at stake and how this time we couldn't see the same thing happen as they did in 2000 and 2004. And from the very beginning of the process, more than 20 months before the election, this union was doing some very unusual things. They had a program called Walk a Day in My Shoes, where they asked, or actually really made, any Democrat that wanted their support had to spend a whole day with one of their members. And you see that in the film. It's rather extraordinary to see Barack Obama doing laundry and mopping floors along with a home care worker. And I just found it, over time, incredibly inspiring to see the passion and the urgency that these regular working Americans, who really are pretty much invisible to the mainstream media, and getting involved.
And people from different unions and other walks of life certainly got involved with the emotion of the Obama campaign. SEIU, as a particular movement, service employees, is at the heart of the breakaway movement from the AFL-CIO called Change to Win. And as I recall, a key issue when they split a few years ago was they thought the AFL-CIO was becoming too cozy with Democratic Party politicians and not focused enough on organizing new members. Did that come up?
Well, it came up indirectly in the sense that you see the president of their union talking about how we don't want to just give money to politicians. We want to invest in our members. And what he means by that is they were getting ready to put a whole army for change out into different swing states to really supplant and endorse the efforts of the Obama campaign. And that's, I think, an untold story. We hear about labor, but we don't really understand it. And this gives you a chance to meet some of the nurses and some of the security officers and some of the child care workers who left home for months to try to be part of it. Their commitment is what really moved me to want to make this film.
We hear about labor, but we don't really understand it. So Dan Cantor, you're executive director of the Working Families Party here in New York, which we generally hear described as union-based. What does that mean? What's the relationship between the Working Families Party as a political party and some of the city's unions?
Sure. So Working Families Party describes itself as a coalition, community, labor, environmental party. The trade union movement is a crucial part of our base. There are dozens of local unions that are affiliated to the party, including local 32BJ from Mike Fishman.
And we'll hear from him in a minute.
That he leads. The basic idea is it's not a novel thought for someone to say labor and its allies need their own political party. This is common all over the world. In New York, because of our unusual voting system, we actually have the Working Families Party, which is able to take advantage of New York's system of cross-endorsement and get out of the spoiler and wasted vote box and be able to articulate a political agenda and say to voters, vote on our line, usually for the Democrat. We obviously lean to the Democrats. The conservatives usually cross-endorse the Republican. And in doing that, we hope, if we're doing our jobs well, that people feel like their vote carries a little extra oomph.
And by all accounts, your party was at the height of its influence in the Democratic primary this fall, helping to get John Liu nominated to be the controller and Bill de Blasio nominated to be the public advocate. But some unions are more involved than others. What's your relationship, for example, since Glenn made this movie, with the SEIU?
Well, everybody in New York State knows the role that the SEIU plays in state and city politics. They're an enormously important force, and they're at our table. They sit at the WFP table along with community organizations, along with other chapters and clubs of the party, one of which is led in Rochester by the woman whose clip we heard in Glenn's movie. I didn't know that.
And how many different unions are in SEIU? Because that's really a consortium of unions.
It is itself
right?
A consortium. The two big locals in New York City are local 32BJ, Building Service, and 1199, the healthcare workers. There's also some upstate locals and so on. But those are the two big ones.
So let's bring in Mike Fishman, the head of 32BJ, Building Workers Union, here in New York City. And even though Working Families Party is endorsing Bill Thompson, you're endorsing Mike Bloomberg, right?
Right. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Mike.
We've endorsed Mayor Bloomberg. We have long discussions among our members and with our leadership and think that the mayor has done a very good job, and particularly on issues that we've been at the forefront of, like good development in the city that create good jobs. He's done an excellent job and better than his predecessors, and feel like he's the best person to move forward with.
So how does that decision get made by you and your members, knowing that a lot of your colleagues in SEIU and by extension the Working Families Party are going to go the other way?
I don't think we think of it that way. We think of it as a discussion among our members about what they think. We try and involve as many members as possible. For instance, as Glenn said, we had a walk-a-day where the mayor and Bill Thompson and the other candidates all went and spent time with one of our members and spent a day with them. And we take that information we learned about their day with our members and what they learned and what we learned from that and talk to our members about it, have an interview process with members. And then we take all that information and we bring it to our executive board, which is our leadership body, elected leadership body, and make a decision. And our decision is based on what we think is good for our members, but also for working people in the city, and look at the records of each of the candidates. And in this case, there are other unions that have gone different ways. The Working Families Party is backing Thompson, but we think that we have to go with what's good from our point of view for our members and for the city and for working people.
So Dan Cantor, since he is technically a part of your coalition, what does this break down to? Is it just different interests because the building workers have been benefited by certain Bloomberg policies, but some of the other unions would be benefited more, they feel, if Thompson is elected?
Yeah, I mean, it's undeniable that the Mayor Bloomberg enjoys a fair amount of labor support, quite prominently 32BJ. We wish that they had been on our side. They weren't. Friends can disagree at times. We were together on many of the city council and the other citywide races. So people make their own decisions. You have a process. We had a vote. This is the way it came out. We're working hard for our guy. He's working hard for his. And that's why we have elections. Politics is about solving problems nonviolently. And that's what we do at the WFP table, and that's what we're going to do on Election Day.
So, Glenn,
if I can just go ahead, Mike. I really think that it's also, and both Danny and the WFP and 32BJ and the other unions. What we really are about is raising a voice for working people's issues. And as Dan said, sometimes we're with the same candidate, but what's more important is that we generally support the same issues. And it's about giving workers a voice and having workers, especially our members who are immigrants, 70% come from other countries, participate in the democratic process, the American process of elections. That's what's really important. Yeah, through our organizations, people get involved.
If you ever go into Fishman's Building around election time, you know, people deride labor as a special interest. You go in there and you see people speaking 20 different languages on the phones. These are not special interests. This is the highest realization of democracy. You know, they're with a different candidate, but this is only a good thing.
So, listeners, if you have any comments or questions about the role of labor in the mayoral race, or for that matter, in last year's presidential race for Glenn Silver, who has made this movie Labor Day, which is opening at the Quad Cinemas, 212-433-WNYC. Any union members want to call up with a big picture comment about the role of the unions in politics or anything about the current races? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Glenn Silver, I want to ask you, where are all those excited people in your movie this year? And one place that they're really wondering about that is in New Jersey, where they don't know if people are going to come out to vote for Corzine. They know they had all these new excited voter registrants from last year, many of them in unions, and that it's been really, really, really hard to organize a lot of that enthusiasm to go out and either vote for the Democrat or stop the Republican.
Well, I know there's a whole lot of folks from the SEIU working in New Jersey to help elect Governor Corzine or re-elect Governor Corzine. And it's a question I've been getting everywhere. I was in Madison, Wisconsin 2 nights ago when we premiered Labor Day. And you could really feel this longing for, well, where's that change we could believe in? I mean, why isn't it all here yet? And I think besides, you know, saying, well, we did have this little financial crisis which had a problem and now we're grappling with health care, I just think what the film speaks to is the kind of long-term commitment people have to make. Yes, the election was incredibly exciting. I don't think I ever had a more exciting night in my life than being in Grant Park at the end where you see the
scene. In Chicago.
Yeah, at the end of our film, you see that very happy ending. But the key line there, I think, that comes out of it is Barack Obama himself saying, this election itself is not the change we seek. This election just gives us the opportunity to try to make that change.
So where were the demonstrations, if you feel you have a beat on this, in the summer when all those Tea Party members were getting out and demonstrating loudly and grassroots or fake grassroots or whatever you want to call them against health reform? Where were all those excited people who went to hear Barack Obama in stadiums getting out demonstrating just as loudly for national health care?
Well, I can't speak to the millions of people who were in stadiums, but I do know that the Service Employees Union was part of a coalition that was standing up to those Tea Parties everywhere.
I think by the end of the month, actually, of that August recess, in fact, it was much more of a draw, but the right wing certainly got the drop on us, and they were out early, and Fox News kind of amplified it, and that then became the trope that everyone adopted.
And I think, this is Mike Fishman, I think that what Glenn started to say is right, which is people can't think that the election is the end of the fight. It's really the beginning of making something happen. And that for a president, whether it's Barack Obama or in the days of the Great Depression when it was FDR, you really need the grassroots out there. You need a continuous campaign. And it is true that that's what we at SEIU think about. It's what the Working Families is trying to do. And we have to amplify our voice more. And it wasn't enough yet. And we want to continue to build that.
All right, Mike, I think Sheldon in Forest Hills has a question for you. Sheldon, you're on WNYC.
It's not a question. It really is. I'm in opposition to the idea that any labor union in New York City would back Mike Bloomberg for his grab towards royalty and facilitating this individual's purchase of this office, as Kevin Barrett adequately pointed out.
You're Wayne Barrett on the show.
Hold on. Let me just finish.
And you're a retired union member, I gather, correct?
Yes, I'm a retired union member from Local 28 of the Sheet Metal Workers Union.
Sheet Metal.
And
uh-huh.
let's not forget that in 2004, Mike Bloomberg was instrumental in bringing the Republican convention here, and he donated a huge amount of money to the Republican National Committee, $250,000. We know where his heart lies. He's got a problem with democracy, small d.
And Sheldon, I'm going to leave it there just for time. But he, of course, would say he's an independent, not a Republican, as for where his heart lies. But how much did that come up, those kinds of things, sponsoring the Republican convention, because I presume 32BJ is very pro-Democratic, and the term limits thing? How did this express itself when your members were deciding who to endorse?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we are very pro-Democrat, and we did have these conversations, and there are those concerns about those issues. But when you look at the Mike Bloomberg's overall record, and that's what you really have to look at, it's very clear that good jobs were created, good development policy has been put together, that that we have been able to benefit from his thoughtfulness about poverty and the poverty commission that he put together. And that, you know, the good outweighs the bad, and that overall the city has been run well, and that it's been good for working people. And that was what weighed in for us.
Sam in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hello, Sam.
Yes. I have two questions. Question A is, why haven't the unions made a large effort to organize the white-collar people, such as the IT people in this country? Because the union representation has been going down consistently as a percentage of the workforce, and their influence over political matters has gone down as a result. And B, what effort are they making to elect congressional representation and senatorial representation that actually support a progressive agenda, but are not beholden to the healthcare industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the financial industry?
Sam, thank you for those two questions. Glenn Silber, the first one, briefly for you on organizing. Did this come up when you covered SEIU for the film, getting out the vote for Obama? Did they talk about organizing? Did they talk about the actual on-the-ground work of unions outside of electoral politics?
Well, as you mentioned early in the program here, the union did break with the AFL-CIO famously over that issue of spending more of its resources on organizing. And as I think is well known, SEIU is probably about the only union that has continued to grow over the last years. They've almost doubled their members in 10 years, I think. But that wasn't really what our story was about. We were focused really simply on this very narrow, simple, and I think incredibly inspiring story, which is what they did to try to help elect a president and help change the direction of this country.
Dan Cantor from Working Families Party, union-backed.
Yeah.
Is organizing just a declining industry in this country except for a few service unions?
No, but it's a lot harder than it used to be, and that's one of the reasons why the labor movement has invested so heavily in politics. Employers have gotten the upper hand over the last 30 years. The decline of serious labor law enforcement and so on has made it very difficult for workers to organize, even though polling shows that the vast majority of workers want to be in unions. They make more money. They have better lives. So that's why the focus lately has been, we have to get some political power, because that's the way to change the rules of the game so we can get fairer outcomes further down the road.
We're almost out of time. Mike Fishman from 32BJ. I hear you have a pretty good get-out-the-vote operation.
We try to, and it's really based on our members wanting to participate in the political process, and we are talking to all of them right now about getting out on Election Day. Want to have everybody participate.
How many members do you have?
We have 120,000 in the union, and about 70,000 live in the city.
People who work in buildings around New York. And what about beyond that? Do you also reach out beyond your members to organize get out the vote, work on Tuesday?
Yeah, our goal is to work in the communities in which our members live and talk to the other members of the community and get everybody out. And the more, the merrier.
Working Families Party, obviously, big turnout machine on primary day.
Very serious.
How about
effort.
Election Day for Bill Thompson? How are you going to do it?
Yeah, same thing. There are hundreds and hundreds of people who will be working on Election Day to both motivate people who've said they're going to vote for Thompson, go pull some irregular voters, you might think of, to get them out as well. Obviously, the race is tightening. Mayor seems to still be in the lead, but we think we can find the narrow path at the end.
What's an irregular voter?
Someone who doesn't vote normally unless you kind of nudge them. Got to come on to the polls.
Somebody told me that in order for you to fully activate your organization, you have to get paid, or maybe it was Acorn, and that Thompson doesn't have the money to kind of fully pull the trigger.
Well,
is this true?
No. I mean, there's different things, right? There's lots of people already working for the Thompson campaign who we have sent over there. And then there's volunteers. You don't do this thing just with money. You have to do this with energy and so on. So we'll see. Obviously, the mayor has an enormous financial advantage, but the rich guys don't always win.
Does Thompson pay you to do
no.
this, the party?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not
all
at all.
Right. Dan Cantor, Executive Director of the Working Families Party, Mike Fishman, President of 32BJ, endorsing Bloomberg, the Building Workers Union. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Glenn Silver, Director of the new film Labor Day, opening today at the Quad Cinemas in Manhattan.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you all. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to answer a question in an instant follow-up segment that came up earlier in the show about that sound the number 6 train and the number 2 train and a few others make when they leave the station. And then we'll conclude our People's Hall of Fame series with the guy who's run the Cyclone at Coney Island for the last 30 years. Stay with us.